podcast on using technology to facilitate instruction. My name is Christina Bohannon, and I want to give you the highlights of using technology in the classroom. Technology can be an excellent tool to support diverse learners. However, the potential of both existing and new technologies to support student learning isn't in the technology itself, but in the way it is used. Nearly every school in America has computers in the classroom for student use. Experts agree that educators can take advantage of this opportunity to support students' learning. School districts have invested a great deal of money in technology education and tools to support technology in the classroom. The primary objective as educators is to facilitate instruction and address diverse learning styles. Students are motivated to learn when they have the opportunity to explore new ways to express themselves. For example, students can enhance their communication skills not only through paper and pencil, but with the use of emails, online chatting, and message boards. Technology can also be used to improve students' writing skills through the use of a word processor. This program enables them to become better writers by experiencing such perks as spell check and grammar check. There are several excellent programs designed exclusively for students. Smart boards are an excellent interactive technology tool that appeal to both kinesthetic and spatial learners. Teachers can also use the computer to broaden students' exposure to things outside of the classroom via the World Wide Web. Internet search engines, web-based information, and websites offer collaborative activities which support student research and collaboration skills. As noted in the article Critical Issue: Using Technology to Enhance Literacy Instruction, it is stated that collaboration in itself does not necessarily promise to improve literacy skills or guarantee learning. However, it has proven to be a powerful motivation tool for students. It is amazing to see the excitement that students experience while surfing the web. Distance learning, video conferencing, and webcasts are some other ways to engage students. Students become so involved, they don't even realize they are actually learning. Students love the opportunity to go places without boundaries. Technology gives them the means to go there. Well, that's it for now. This is Christina Bohannon, and thank you for listening.